We're starting with news concerning Saudi Arabia. Significant changes are being made in the Middle Eastern country. This is an absolute monarchy. Its crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, was appointed by his father, King Salman, 2 years ago. And since then, the nation has gone through what one CNN reporter describes as a top-to-bottom overhaul. We reported in late September how the government had decided to allow women to drive. Saudi Arabia was the last nation on earth where that was illegal, but it's also what experts call one of the most religiously conservative Islamic countries, and there were some Saudis who disagreed with the decision. Crown Prince bin Salman has promised to destroy what he called extremist ideologies and work to return Saudi Arabia to a, quote, more moderate Islam. He's trying to reshape Saudi Arabia's economy, reducing its dependence on oil sales. The nation is leading an international group to fight terrorism. It's executed dozens of people on terrorism charges. It's playing a major role in the civil war of neighboring Yemen, with Saudi Arabia leading international airstrikes, targeting rebels who are supported by Iran and trying to take control of Yemen. And over the weekend, more than 17 Saudi princes and top government officials were arrested on corruption charges. This includes people who've been described as some of the wealthiest figures in the Arab world. Regarding all of this, experts and observers have been using words like shocking, historic, and even revolutionary. And globally, Saudi Arabia's changes have been met with criticism as well as praise and caution as well as trust.
One thing you need to know about what is going on in Saudi Arabia is the pace of change is fast and unprecedented. The person driving this change is Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, a 32-year-old who rose to power just 2 years ago. He's the man calling all the shots, and his latest moves inside and outside the country show that he means business. Take this, for example. Earlier this year, he said in an interview he won't tolerate corruption at any level by anyone. Now, a newly formed anti-corruption squad has gone after a high number of high-profile princes and businessmen, sending a clear signal of the prince's intent. His critics say the Crown Prince is just making a power play and removing potential rivals before he ascends the throne. But to his supporters, it's all part of his plan to transform the kingdom. And that same zeal for action can be seen in Saudi foreign policy, with a much more muscular posture towards its arch rival Iran in places like Yemen and Lebanon. An active new leadership, upending traditions, we have entered a new era. And no matter what, the results will be dramatic.